Si a dhíba hárja, fáilte go easyirish.com. As mé sé Jarlath, and I'm here with Antona.
Si a dhíba hárja.
And this is lesson number 10, which is hard to believe now. We've got 10 now under, well, nearly under our belts here. We appreciate everyone who's listening to the podcast, and we enjoy putting them together here, so thank you for all your emails and that coming in. We enjoy getting the emails and hearing some feedback on the lessons and how you are progressing yourselves. I'm sitting here tonight with Antona here, and we're in big cozy fire. It's feeling like Christmas. So Antona, what's tonight's lesson?
Tonight's lesson, Gerald, is on the Christmas theme. We're going to talk about Christmas greetings or Christmas blessings. Bannachtí na nollag.
Bannachtí na nollag, okay.
And could I just mention the word nollag? Nollag is the Irish word for the month, December. It's also the word we use for Christmas.
Okay.
And funny, it's used as a Christian name as well,
aye.
Nollag. But Bannachtí na nollag, Christmas blessings or Christmas greetings.
And just on that, Antona, there, just don't want to digress too much on you there, but nollag, is it similar like Noel? Is it like...
It is, and
Noel?
You hear about the first Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might be born on the 25th of December, and they might take the name Nollag.
Nollag, aye.
But you're right, it's to do with Noel. And
similar, it's mm-hmm. the French word, isn't it? Noel's like French,
it is,
isn't
yeah. Probably come from the Latin.
Aye, so they're connected that way. Right then, Adam, well, as I say, we're in the Christmas theme here, we're sat here at a big cosy fire on a winter's night here in Ireland. So, Anthony, what's the equivalent of greeting in Irish for like a Merry Christmas?
For a Merry Christmas, we would say Nolla Conna Ditch. Now, Nolla Conna Ditch, if we're speaking to one person.
Okay.
If we were speaking to more than one, we would say Nolla Conna Dive. And we've already had this with Jadich, speaking to one person, Jadive, speaking to more than one.
So it's just the same rules apply.
Now, you could respond by saying Nolla Conna back to somebody,
mm-hmm.
but you could simply say Gorabailidich. Gorabailidich means the same to you, Gorabailidich.
Gorabailidich, the same to you.
And if you're talking to the plural, you would say Gorabailidiv.
Okay. So let's just practice that then. So Antona, Nolla Conna Ditch.
Gorabailidich.
Okay.
Gorabailidich.
Gorabailidich. To my ear now, that is a bit difficult.
Gorabailidich. Bailidich. Gorabailidich.
One more time, please.
Gorabailidich.
Gorabailidich. Okay, so I'm going to have to practice that one now. Alright, and then after Christmas, then we have the New Year then, Antona. So how would you wish someone, like, say, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year?
Well, now is the time of people be writing cards and these things will all be useful, but some people write down Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year too.
Mm-hmm.
The way we do that in Irish is just Nolla Conna agus Aflaen Fí Washa Ditch.
Okay.
Aflaen, Blaen is the word for year, but New Year, Aflaen Fí Washa Ditch. So that would be Nolla Conna agus Aflaen Fí Washa Ditch. And it's a bit of a tongue twister, alright, but
mm-hmm.
You could practice it, but if you needed it for a card or for a lot of clubs would send it out on their website and that.
Aye.
A lot of papers would put it
mm-hmm.
For their readers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to yous all.
To yous all, and then it's the one that you change the ditch end of the dive.
If you're talking to more than one, you mm-hmm. would say Nolla Conna agus Aflaen Fí Washa Dive.
Watch the day, then.
Now,
okay.
Saying that, Gerald, if you can emphasise the end of them, you could say, Nolla Conna agus Aflaen Fí Washa Ditche.
Ditche.
A more emphatic form.
Ah, okay.
We can do the same with the Dave. We could say Dave-sha.
Dave-sha. Just by adding that sha.
Mm-hmm.
S-E at ditch, the end. So it's ditch goes from ditch to ditch.
And Dave-sha.
So that's just more emphatic form. That's like more hitting home to
mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas
it's
to yourself.
It's giving it more emphasis.
Makes it a little bit more special. Alright then. And then, what other types of phrases in Irish, Antona, do people say in Irish in this time?
Well, you could say, have a nice Christmas, simply. Be you nolag waiogat.
Ah.
Or, be you nolag waiogaf.
Waiogaf. Mm-hmm. And that translates as...
Have a nice Christmas.
Just have a nice Christmas. Because the...
Or have a good Christmas, or have a nice Christmas.
The mais, the mais in there, and that just means good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just give us that one more time, please.
Be nalag waiogat.
Be nalag waiogat, okay.
And if you're speaking to more than one, be nalag waiogaf.
Ogaf, okay. And that's our friend, the preposition ig, which we did
that's
before.
Ig. Ogaf.
Okay. And then, any others then?
Well, you could say, and some people put this in the cards, banakti na nalagart ahara. Christmas greetings to you, friend.
Friend, that's right. Mm-hmm. So, Kara, this is as friend. And Ahara, then.
Ahara,
is friend.
Friend.
And then, you were saying there, then, they pluralize that, then, if you're speaking to more than one person,
you
then.
You would just say, Banakti Nanolak Arif Aharja.
Aharja.
Okay. Aharja.
So, Christmas greetings to you, friend,
mm-hmm.
and Christmas greetings to you all, friends, if you're speaking to more than one.
Speaking
we've introduced there, Art and Arav. Whereas, the one before is Ig means at you, like Ugud, at you. Art is on you.
On you. Art comes from air plus two. We don't say air two, we say art. But we've already covered this in the lessons when you say Kaji and Tanya Matawart, and then when you answer that you'd say Antana and Tanya Matawarm.
Mm-hmm.
Arm is on me, art
right.
is on you.
Okay. Well, that's grand then. Antana then, though, those are handy then. And then the Christmas period that it is, many people will be going out to parties and that, and they'll be taking a couple of juck. A few drinks on that.
Yeah. Christmas dues and what have you, you could impress your fellow workers with slantia.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these Christmas sayings, but slantia is just cheers.
Cheers. Okay, so when you're making a toast not the slantia.
Slantia.
Okay.
And you could say, you could use any of the sayings there to do with Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, or have a good Christmas.
Right, so if you're up with friends, you can say Nalak Hanadiv, Slantia.
Slantia.
Aharja, then.
Slantia Aharja.
Slantia Aharja, then. You can just vary it up yourselves. And then, other words then, Antana, surrounding Christmas that people may...
Well, we're all familiar with Dajin and Nalak. Some people might have to dress up to go into the schools to do Dajin and Nalak. For the young people, for the children in the schools, Dajin and Nalak is Daddy Christmas, Santa Claus.
Santa. Okay.
In Irish, we call him Dajin and Nalak.
Okay. And.
And Dajin and Nalak would bring with him Brontanish. Brontanish is a present, but Brontanish is presents.
Presents, that's in the plural.
And a lot
form,
of people will be out buying, we'll all be out buying Brontanish.
Oh, there'll be plenty of buying done at Christmas. Okay, what other phrases then surrounding with the New Year and the Christmas greetings, Anton? Others.
Well, again, Banakti na nalag arav yulig, aharja, or just Banakti na nalag arav yulig. That would mean Christmas greetings to you all.
To you all, aye.
Yulig or galair. Yulig means all, and galair means all as well.
You can
use either one of those.
And that's probably useful if you're entering into a room and there's the house full of people, and you can just...
You could say that.
You can say that.
Banatina Nullock or if you like a harja.
A harja.
Again, you could just wish somebody a Happy New Year after Christmas. Blaine or why I'll go galair.
After Christmas then, you just be saying... So let's say that one more time, please, Anthony.
Blaine or why I'll go galair.
Blaine or means New Year. Or means
New Year,
new
fresh.
Fresh. It's like
banya fresh.
It's always like when you're going to the shops, banya or fresh milk. You might actually see that written on some of the milk coming in from the Gaeltacht area, isn't it? So Blaine or why I'll go galair.
Blaine or why I'll go galair.
So that's plenty there, Anthony, that we've covered there, and we hope that the people at home get to practice that over Christmas. And Just on behalf of EasyIrish.com, we'd like to wish everyone there Nollag Conadaidh and Bliana well, Ugov Gulir. Gramina my Ugov for listening, and we hope you have a nice Christmas.
Tasur Logan Gomei Nollag Wai Ugov Yilig. We hope you all have a good Christmas. Slán agus bannach.
Slán agus bannach.